Yes, opposition to Birmingham Airport at this very early stage when they've only just put what is a long-term plan. I suspect is hardly surprising. Airports are noisy, noisy affairs, but they are they're crucially important to the economy of a nation, and even more so, they are crucially important to the city and the surrounding areas. Birmingham Airport's had a long and indeed, I dare say, difficult history. It opened in 1939 after a similar argument which had lasted 15 years in choosing the location as to where it should be built. The choices were Hockley Heath or Elmden. When it was built, nobody could have envisaged the sort of traffic that it would be carrying today, and indeed it wants to carry in the years ahead. That same argument, of course, applies to Heathrow Airport, which opened relatively late in 1946, and of course was very soon to be found wanting in terms of capacity. Birmingham is the UK's second city. It does need a strong and vibrant airport. It has got a strong and vibrant airport, but if it's to look forward, if it's to plan for the future, it will need to adjust with the times. It will need to look at the sort of capacity that it needs in future years, and this is what it's doing with this new and, dare I say, very bold plan.